我们感谢神赐给我们每一个人一位母亲。
We thank the Lord for giving us a mother.
感谢神赐给我一个母亲，也感谢神赐给我孩子们一个母亲。
I thank the Lord for giving me a mother and give my children a mother.
假如你们当中还年轻，母亲还在。
If you are still young and your mother is still alive,
我相信你们会很高兴，但愿你们真是珍惜这个机会。
I believe you will be happy and cherish this day.
今天是母亲节。
Today is Mother's Day.
在我想到今天这个跟大家分享的题目的时候，我没有想到今天是母亲节。
When I was thinking about the preaching topic, I didn't realize today is Mother's Day.
我们今天要思想的是我们主耶稣基督的爱。
Today we are thinking about, we study the love of Lord Jesus.
在我想到母亲的爱的时候，
When I think about the love of my mother,
跟所有母亲给孩子们的爱的时候，
And the love to all the children to mothers,
我想是最接近主耶稣基督的爱是母亲们的爱。
I think the love of mothers is the closest to the love of Lord Jesus.
母亲们的爱是牺牲的爱。
Mother's love is a sacrificial love.
是无条件的爱。
Unconditional love.
所以我说你真是要珍惜母亲在，不要像我们古人说子欲养而亲不在。
So that's why I said we need to cherish this day.
王辉回来了。
Bruce is coming back.
车姐妹好吧，我今天这个题目我不知道你们以前有没有念过这些经节。
I'm not sure if you studied this scriptures before.
这个经节我以前念过好几次。
I studied many times.
我每一次念有不同的感受。
I have different understanding whenever I read them.
我不知道你们看到这个经节的时候有什么感受。
I don't know what kind of understanding you have when you read them.
这一段经节是有一些争论性的。
There are some controversial surrounding this passage.
很多人大家一般人都认为这一段经节不是约翰所写的。
Some of them believe this passage is not written by John himself.
只是把它放在这里。
They just put here.
可是按有的人认为，比方说 John MacArthur 他怎么讲？他说这个经节虽然不是约翰所写的，可是有历史性的真实性。
But some like John MacArthur indicate that.Though this may not be written by John himself, but there are some historical validity there.
你们假如有中文的圣经，你看看中文圣经在第七章有多少节经节。
If you look at your Chinese Bible, chapter 7, how many verses there?
有52节。
52, right?
你假如有英文圣经，你看看英文圣经约翰福音第七章有多少节。
If you look at your English Bible, how many verses in chapter 7?
有53节。
53。
那么第七章五十三节的英文经节到中文圣经哪里去了呢？
Where is the verse 53?
到了第八章的第一节。
It's in chapter 1 verse, chapter 8 verse 1.
所以有人说中文圣经在编的时候就认为这是第一节是应该包括第七章的五十三节，是这一段把它插在这里。
So someone think when the Chinese translator arranged this chapter, they put 753 into chapter 8.
为什么插在这里？
Why there?
一般人认为跟 第八章的第十五节有关系。
People think this has something to do with verse 8:15.
因为在第八章十五节，耶稣说：“你们是以外貌判断人，这个你们是法利赛人。”
Because in verse 15, Lord Jesus said, "You judge by human standards."
我却不判断人。
I pass judgment on no one.
这个我是耶稣。
Here I means Lord Jesus.
这一段经节就是谈到法利赛人要判断人。
So this passage talk about the Pharisees and judge people.
而主耶稣不判断人。
Lord Jesus pass no
judgment. 所以我们今天来思想一下。
So let's think about this.
这里面我认为有我们可以看到有三个角色。
I think there are three characters here.
第一个是这被个抓到的犯奸淫的妇人。
The first one is an adulterous woman who was caught.
或者我们就说这个罪人。
And a sinner.
第二个是法利赛人。
The second, the Pharisee.
是假冒为善的伪君子，法利赛人。
Pharisee.
第三个角色是什么？是谁？
What's the third one?
是我们主基督。
Lord Jesus.
所以有人说世界上有三种人。
So someone said there are three kinds of people in the world.
一种是罪人。
A sinner.
一种是假冒为善的人。
A hypocrite.
那么就是除此以外就是主基督。
And Lord Jesus.
我今天跟大家提议的我们不是思想世界上有三种人。
We're not talk about the three kinds of people in the world today.
我是思想我们每一个人里面都有这三个不同的角色。
And we are...Think about the three characters within each one of us.
我们是不是罪人？
Are we sinner?
等一下我们再谈。我们是不是法利赛人在我们心里面？
Are we hypocrite?
我们等一下再看。我们里面有没有主基督的爱？
Do we have the love of the Lord within us?
我们再谈。
We will see.
我们就想这三项，这三个情况都在我们心里面。
I think we have all three components within us.
所以第一点我们说罪人
First, sinner.
在这段经节里面没有很仔细的解释这一个妇人
In this passage there is not much about this adulterous woman
只是说他是在犯淫罪的时候被抓到了
Only mentioned he was caught on the spot
没有很多的解释
No more explanation
为什么
Why?
法利赛人对这个妇人并没有兴趣
Because the Pharisee doesn'thave much interest in that woman.
他们也不想了解她。
They don't want to know her more.
他们只是抓到这个妇人做一个把柄，做什么把柄？做一个来要找耶稣基督的把柄。
They just want to use her as a trap to accuse Lord Jesus.
所以他们根本不在乎她的到底怎么样
They really don't care what kind of woman she is.
可是我们可以来思想一下
And we can think about it.
这是一个罪人
Here is a sinner.
今天他被抓到了
He is caught.
我认为他运气很好他被抓到了
I believe he is fortunate enough to be caught.
你们有没有会不会想到你这个人怎么这么讲这个人就犯罪被抓到了他怎么会有运气好
Did you wonder why I'm saying this?She had good luck because she was caught.
我们礼拜五晚上在我们查经班，我们就谈到这一点。
We discussed this point in our Friday fellowship.
当一个人的罪被抓到的时候
，When a man's sins
被指出来的时候
，pointed out，
是给他一个得救的机会。
And that's the time of his salvation.
假如一个罪人的罪没有被指出来
If a person's sin is never exposed
他很可能继续不断的在犯罪
He may continue in sinning
继续不断的犯罪是罪越犯越大
By continuing in sin his sin becomes bigger and bigger
越犯越深
And deeper and deeper
越犯越不容易改
And harder and harder to repent.
很可能有一天带来又大又有悲惨的后果。
And one day he will come on that person with grieving consequences.
我自己很感谢神。
I thank the Lord very much myself.
神在教会里赐给我很多弟兄姐妹。
The Lord gave us many brothers and sisters in church.
在过去这一段时间里面，弟兄姐妹们，有些爱我的弟兄姐妹们指出我做错的事情。
In the last few weeks, some brothers and sisters who truly care about me and point out some mistakes in my life.
他们假如没有指出来，可能我也没有不会有什么改变。
If they did not point it out, I may not have opportunity to repent.
但愿我能够借助他们的劝导，我能够自己有改变。
May I depart from my past through their.
And 我也希望这是我们每一个人对罪的看法。
And I hope this is the way everyone perceives the sin.
那么。这个妇女是一个什么样的罪人？
What kind of sinner is this woman?
虽然我刚刚说圣经上给她记载的不多，
Though I mentioned there was not much in the Bible，
可是我们可以看到一点，几点，看到几点，
A few points。
她被带到主耶稣基督面前，
He was brought to Lord Jesus。
她在那里干什么？
What was she doing there?
她什么都没有做。
She didn't do anything.
她只是站在那里。
She was standing there.
她没有说话。
She didn't say a word.
没有为她自己辩论。
She didn't defend herself.
没有争论。
She didn't argue.
她的嘴没有说话。
Her mouth was shut.
我相信她心里面感觉到罪的内疚感。
I believe her heart felt the burden of sin.
我相信她有一颗痛悔的心。
I believe she had a contrite heart.
我们大家都是罪人。
We all are sinners.
所以我们是什么样的罪人？
But what kind of sinners?
那么在马太福音里面，
In Matthew,
我们等一下会看，就谈到有两种罪人。
We will see later there are two kinds of sinners.
那么，要做一，在一个罪人能够自己承认自己是罪人的时候，他已经是得救的开始。
When a sinner acknowledges he is a sinner, that's the beginning of his salvation.
我相信这位妇人他已经承认了，他不承认的话，他会继续。会辩论，他们抓错人了，他为什么把我抓到这里来，他们都跟我有过节等等，他没有辩论。
I believe this woman acknowledges she's a sinner because she didn't dispute.
所以我们知道不仅仅是罪人，很简单的，假如一个人在心理上有一些问题，有一些困难，甚至有一些心理上的疾病的话，他自己一定要先承认他有这个病。
Not only for sinners, even for other people who has mental illness, to be cured that mental illness, she has to acknowledge she has a problem.
你不承认的话，
if you don't acknowledge,
你有办法得到救，
you will not have opportunity to be healed.
我讲，你们都知道什么叫 AA 吧？
Do you know AA?
英文叫做 Alcoholic Anonymous， 中文把它翻译成叫做匿名戒酒协会。
Alcoholic Anonymous，
他们的拯救的办，他们治疗的办法叫做十二步 12 step。
They have 12 steps for healing。
第一步，
first,
他第一天来参加的时候，
so、the first day when he came，
站起来。
He has stand up.
他不说我叫什么名字。
He doesn't say who am I.
他说 I am an alcoholic. 我是一个酗酒的人，赌博的人。他也说我是一个赌博的人。
For the gambler, he said I am a gambler.
所以第一，你要承认你自己是什么样的状况。
So the first, you have to acknowledge what kind of situation you're in.
所以我们要先 承认我们是罪人。
So we have to acknowledge we are sinners.
这样我们才会有得救的机会。
Then we can have opportunity to be saved.
那么承认以后还要怎么样呢？
After acknowledging,
这就是我刚刚说我们要看一下主耶稣讲过有两种不同的罪人。
Then we, that's why I mentioned there are two kinds of sinners.
你们假如有圣经的话，打开到路加福音第十八章。
Luke chapter 18.
这是我们很熟悉的。
We are familiar with this passage.
路加福音第十八章十节到十四节，这里有两个罪人的祷告。
There are two prayers from two sinners.
那么在第十节这里，我来念。这是第九节说，耶稣向那些仗着自己是义人、藐视别人的设一个比喻。第十节说，有两个人到殿里去祷告，一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。法利赛人站着自言自语的祷告说，神啊，我感谢你，我不向别人勒索、不义、奸淫，也不向这个税吏，我一个礼拜禁食两次，凡我所得的都捐上十分之一。十三节，那税吏远远地站着，连举目望天也不敢，只垂着胸说，神啊，开恩可怜我这个罪人。耶稣说十四节，我告诉你们，这人回家去比那人倒算为义了，因凡自高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。换句话说，这个税吏会被神认为称义，被神能够原谅。
In other words, this publican will be justified by God.
为什么？
Why?
因为他有一颗痛悔的心。
Because he has a contrite heart.
所以这个诗篇呢，三十四篇说，耶和华靠近伤心的人，耶和华拯救灵性痛悔的人。所以我们假如是痛悔的，我们是伤心痛悔的，我们就会得救。
So if we have a contrite heart, we will be saved.
这就是我们是什么样的罪人。
So what kind of sinners we
are? 我们是不是承认我们的罪？
Do we acknowledge our sin?
我们是不是就像那一位妇人一样站在主面前，就像那个税吏一样站在主面前，头也不敢抬，那个妇人话也不敢讲，带出说忏悔、伤心、痛悔的心。
Are we like that publican, like that adulterous woman? When we come before the Lord, we don't have much to say.
还有一件事情。
Another thing.
一个人犯罪是怎么做什么？怎么会犯罪哈
？How can a person commit sin?
我跟我太太有时候常常谈。
I often discuss with my wife.
说你看这些犯罪的人。
Look at those sin, those people commit sin.
都很聪明。
They are very smart.
他们难道说不知道犯罪会要受惩罚吗
？Do they know there will be a consequence following sin?
你说他们知不知道
？What do you say? Do they know or not?
我相信他们知道。
I think they know there is a consequence after sin.
可是每一个犯罪的人，第一，他会在犯罪的时候尽可能不要让人发觉。
And I think everyone who commits sin at that moment, they will try everything to hide.
他们可能会很仔细的怎么样来计划，怎么样把他要犯的罪行隐藏起来。
They plan very carefully and how to cover them.
所以他不会，他就认为，哎呀，我这样子做，我就不会被抓到。
So they are confident they will be escape the consequence of sins.
所以像现在这么多有名的人 ，Tiger Woods，
look at so many famous people，
John Edwards，
yeah，
结果到最后还不是都被抓到了。
So look at the people, they are all exposed.
旧约上有个很好的例子。
And there is a very good example in Old Testament.
出埃及记第二章里面记载，摩西有一天出去， 看到有个埃及人欺负他们希伯来的弟兄，他怎么样？大家知道这件事情吧？在那里面记载，他向左看，向右看，看见没有人，他就把那个埃及人杀了。
So if you remember, before Moses killed that Egyptians, he looked left and looked right.
他认为没有人看到他。
He thought nobody.
他把那埃及人杀了，把他藏在沙土里面。
So he killed the Egyptian and hid in the sand.
可是第二天他出去，他看到两个希伯来的弟兄彼此在争吵。
So next day when he saw two Hebrews quarreling with each other.
他劝他们，你们不要争吵。
So he advised them don't quarrel.
所以另外一个人说，难道你也像杀我把昨天那个人杀人一样吗？
So one of them said, so do you want to kill me just like you killed the Egyptian?
所以有人说，你要犯罪以前不要向左看也不要向右看。
So someone said, before you sin, don't look left, don't look right.
你应该向哪里看？
Where should you look?
Yeah, 向上看。
Look at the heart.
你讲的对，向上看，向上看看谁？有神在，你逃不过神，你知道神在看你，大概就不会犯罪。
You can't escape him.
所以躲藏起来。假如我们一个人认为，嘿，我很仔细，我不会被抓到，这是自欺欺人。
If someone thinks he can hide himself, escape the consequence, he is deceiving himself.
所以我们看到，我们也是罪人。
So now we say we are sinners.
我们是什么样的罪人？
What kind of sinners?
我们是不是自己欺骗自己的罪人？
Are we self-deceiving sinners?
我们是不是愿意在众人面前承认我们的罪？
Are we willing to acknowledge our sin before people?
我们愿意在主面前认罪？
Are we willing to acknowledge our sin?
我们有没有一颗伤心痛悔的心？
Do we have a contrite heart?
这是我们可以学习的一个功课。
It's a lesson we can learn from.
第二点，
the second,
我们看这个法利赛人。
And look at the Pharisee.
看看我们里面有没有法利赛人在我们里面。
There's a Pharisee within our breast.
有没有人说我里面绝对没有法利赛人在我里面？
Anyone said I have no hypocrite?
不要举手。
Don't raise.
因为你一举手，你就是 hypocrite.
Because
不举手
by raising up your hands, you acknowledge you are a hypocrite.
他们把这个妇人带到耶稣面前。
So they brought this woman to Lord Jesus.
他们法利赛人对摩西的律法是非常的熟悉。
Pharisees are very good at Moses' law.
按照摩西的律法，犯奸淫的被抓到后要处死。
According to Moses' law, adulteress should be is worth of death penalty.
不但要处死。
Not only to be stoned to death.
要被石头打死，讲得很对。You're a step behind, before me. 要用石头打死。
So you stoned to take care of him.
而且你们知道，主耶稣基督被带到比拉多面前的那个时候，先是被祭司们审判，对不对？
If you remember, Lord Jesus was brought to the high priest first.
为什么他们还要把他带到比拉多面前？为什么祭司们不就把他处死刑？
Why they have to brought Jesus to Pilate later?
因为罗马人，罗马政府不准他们判任何人有死刑，可是容许他们判犹太人，假如被抓到犯奸淫的，他们可以判他死刑。
Because Roman government didn't allow the Jewish people to kill anybody except those adulterous people.
这就是罗马人要讨好犹太人，你们的律法我承认，其他的你们不能够有权利管。
That's how the Roman government tried to please the Jewish people.
所以这些法利赛人对这个很了解。
So the Pharisees know very well.
那么这些法利赛人他要积极的要来控告这一位妇人。
So this Pharisee was very eager to persecute this woman.
可是你要仔细想一下呢，这些法利赛人没有一个人是没有罪的。
But if you think carefully, none of the Pharisees are sinners.
所以一个自己本身有罪的，反而要积极的去逼迫控告 另外一个有罪的人。
So a person who know he's a sinner, but he's eager to persecute other sinners.
所以我们主耶稣在马太福音二十三章讲过这些事情。在二十三章的二十七节跟二十八节。
Matthew 23:27-28。
我们来翻到二十三章这里哈，二十七节，他这里说：“你们这假冒为善的文士和法利赛人有祸了，因为你们好像粉饰的坟墓，外面好看，里面却装满了死人的骨头和一切的污秽。”二十八节，你们也是如此，在人前外面显出公义来，里面却装满了假善和不法的事。所以你看，这是一个很可笑的事情。
So、this is a
自己那么多的罪，
and he did himself has so many sins.
可是要拼命来判别人的罪。
But they persecute others.
所以主耶稣曾经问过，说你们为什么没有看见你自己眼里面的什么良木，却去看别人眼里面的刺？
Why didn't you look at the plank in your own eye, but look the thorn in other people's eye?
所以这是一个我们需要学习的。那我们是不是自己是有法利赛人在我们里面？
Do we have the hypocrites within us?
我们是不是常常忽视了自己的罪，而拼命去寻找找别人的罪？
Do we ignore the sins we committed, but we eagerly look for other people's sinful?
那么这里我们学习到一个什么功课？
So what lesson we learn from this?
待人处事，
when we deal with the people,
我们应该怎么样？我们应该以宽厚和谦虚与人相处。
So we should be humble and generous treating others.
所以我们尽可能的，这是我们都要学习的一个功课，不要去判断人。
So don't judge others.
所以刚刚我们说主耶稣说他不判断人。
So that's why the Lord said here, I pass no judgment.
那么一句很有这个意义，很有名的一句名言呢、啊，中文翻译就是说：仁慈的人必定得到仁慈。
The merciful shall find mercy.
仁慈的人必定得到仁慈。
Merciful shall find mercy.
另外一关呢，我们再看这个法利赛人。
Now let's look at Pharisees again.
他们来。表面上是要来问请求夫子，他称耶稣基督为夫子，对不对？
So looks like from the surface they are pretty modest.
他们好像是对于这个律法特别关心。
So they seems like they are care about the laws pretty much, very
much. 他们好像是特别要向夫子来请教。
And they want to learn from Lord Jesus.
他们是怎么来请教的？
But how did they come?
他们是有诚意的来请教的。
Are they sincere?
还是他们很谦卑的来请教？
Are they humble?
其实他们都不是。
None of those.
他们只是用那个律法那个大帽子，躲在这个大帽子后面，要想来找耶稣基督的把柄。
They're just trying to hide behind the law and trying to set up a trap for Lord Jesus.
我们有没有时候也用了什么样子的大帽子啊，来找别人的毛病？
Do we use some high points to trying to find fault with others?
那么他们在想，今天我们给他抓到你了。
So they thought now we can catch you today.
假如你说
If you said,
这个妇人要被处死，
this woman should be stoned to death.
那么你这些有怜悯心原谅人的这种心情的这种名誉就被打折扣。
Then your reputation being compassionate will be questioned.
对不对？
Right?
假如你说 他们不要犯罪，他不要惩罚他。
Now, if the Lord Jesus said, "Now we shouldn't stone her to death,"
那你怎么能够算是公义呢
？Then how can you be called righteous?
那你是不是不遵守神的话？神的话呢
？Then you disobey God's law.
他们自己以为，嘿，我们这很聪明，我们这次可能把你抓到了。
So the Pharisees thought they were very smart. And
所以我们可以来思想一下哈。
Now let's think about it.
底下我们仔细的看主耶稣是怎么样的处理这个问题。
Now let's see how the Lord deal with this.
可是，在处理讲这个底下的时候，我们先思想一下，对一个第二个角色，我们做一个结论。
So we want to have some conclusion for the second character.
我们说第一个角色，我们说我们是什么样的罪人。
So first we say what kind of sinner.
我们有没有认罪
？Do we acknowledge our sin？
我们有没有痛悔的心
？Do we have a contrite heart？
我们有没有尽想尽办法来遮掩我们的罪
？Do we try everything to cover up our sin？
那么第二点，我们心里面是不是有点像法利赛人一样
？Do we have a hypocrite within？
我们是不是忽略了自己的罪，拼命去找别人的短处
？Do we ignore our sin and find fault with others？
另外一点
，Another point，
我们是不是对神的话语、神的命令特别的有关心
？Do we pay much attention to God's commandments？
我们是不是常常存了一颗谦卑的、诚恳的心来寻求神的话语的意义
？Do we？Have a humble and sincere heart to seek God's word.
而我们不像那法利赛人自以为意。
We don't like the hypocrite who think themselves righteous.
所以这是我们可以从这里面学习到的功课。
So this is some lesson we can learn.
好，我们看看我们主耶稣基督怎么处理。
Now let's see our Lord Jesus.
我们回到约翰福音第八章。
John chapter 8.
OK， 第八章第六节
，verse six
后边哈，你看前面说他们说这话乃是试探耶稣，要得着告他的把柄。可是我们从后半节看，耶稣却弯着腰，用指头在地上画字。
But Jesus bent down and started to write on the ground with his finger.
我不晓得你们有没有以前听过多少人讲解这一节经节。
Not sure how many people, how many sermons you heard about this passage.
我听到很多人讲这一节经节。
I heard many.
哦，很多人花尽了心血，集中在。究竟基督在地上写了什么字
？Many sermons spend much time to try to figure out what did Jesus write on the ground.
你去查那些 commentary 怎么讲？
注解
注解圣经啊 ，commentary 这些注解圣经，有的人可以写好几篇，这是怎么耶稣在写些什么字？他为什么他这样想
？If you look at the commentary, you some of them spend pages to trying to figure out what Jesus was writing and why he wrote what he wrote.
可是我听到的讲的最好的是有一位牧师。
And one of the best sermon I heard.
他说什么
？He said,
圣经上没有说耶稣写的是什么字。
If Bible didn't tell us what Jesus wrote on the ground,
我们不需要知道。
We don't need to know.
我们要需要知道神会告诉我们。
If we do need to know, the Lord will write.
这里不重要，他写着什么字。
It's not important what he write on the ground.
重要的是什么
？What is important here?
重要的是耶稣弯下腰来，用指头在地上画字。他这样做有一个什么功课可以学习
？So the important thing is what is meaning when Jesus.Bend down and start to write.
那么他讲的这个对我印象非常的深刻。
So I have a deep impression on what he said.
因为他讲的这是我最容易犯的一个过错。
Because what he said was something I'm often to commit myself.
我为什么最近又回来再看这节这一段经节哈
？Why do I come back again？
因为我对我印象最深刻是1989年的时候，我看到这节经节。那么我每一逢到我心里面有挣扎的时候，我就回来念这节经节。在这节经节里面，我得到很多的安慰。等一下我可以跟大家分享。
Since 1989, summer 1989, and whenever I have trouble within, I will come back to this verse and be comforted.
不过我刚说这里面是我一个很大的问题哈。
And also here is a big problem.
这位讲这个讲这篇经的人，这位牧师，他给我指出来。
And that pastor pointed out the problem I had.
他说耶稣弯下腰来慢慢在地上画字，他教我们一个功课。
Here he said Jesus bent down and started to write on the ground.
这个功课是什么？
And there is a lesson for us. What's the lesson?
三个中文字哈。
Three Chinese characters.
慢慢听。
Slow to speak.
慢慢说，讲得对。
Slow to speak.
快快听，因为我们两个人谈过这个问题。慢慢说，我最大的一个问题是什么？
My biggest problem.
快快说。
Is to speak too fast. No.
讲话太快。
Too eager to speak.
慢慢说很有道理。这个我那个牧师他说，尤其是碰到一个重要的问题的时候。
So the slow to speak is very important, especially when you face a serious situation.
对你有挑战性的问题的时候。
When you are challenging.
在你心情很冲动的时候。
When you got excited.
要慢慢说。
So you need to slow to speak.
慢慢说有什么好处？
What's the benefit of slow to speak?
第一。
First.
这是我后来思想。你快快说，带来只有麻烦。
So if you speak too fast, and you will have trouble.
这是我自己亲身经验。
So that's my own experience.
你快快说，给你找出好多麻烦。
There are too many troubles due to speaking fast.
而且慢慢说还有一个好处。
Another benefit of slow to speak.
这个人他在逼迫你。
When person persecute you.
他认为抓住你的把柄。
He is thinking now he has something in his hand.
你假如你马上就回答跟他辩论的话，他可能都没听到你讲什么。
If you argue too fast, he may not even heard what you are talking about.
可是你要停下来不讲话，有一段沉默的时候。
If you stop,
这个人可能就奇怪了，怎么你不讲话？
So this person may feel strange.
他可能会对你要讲的特别有注意力。
He might pay attention to what you are about to say.
在这里呢，那位牧师说，他说他这一沉静下来，那些其中有些犹太人呢，可能心里面就有点起疑心了。我们做的到底对不对？他们可能就开始做贼心虚了。
So the pastor mentioned when Lord Jesus bent down to write, this gave the time for the Jews, those Pharisees, those people.They may start to question their own integrity.
让他们自己多思想一下。
So they give them opportunity to think.
所以他要慢慢的说。
So he is slow to speak.
所以有一句名言说什么？沉默是什么？沉默是金。
Silence is gold.
谢谢翁弟兄。沉默是金。我们常常说什么？你给我个 silence treatment， 这中文怎么翻？有人跟你辩论，你给他个 silence treatment， 你不要回答他，不让他得到，他希望是你跟他辩论，你就不要跟他辩论。以后回到家里面可以慢慢练习。
Yeah, you can exercise this silence treatment at home.
慢慢的说，快快的听。
Slow to speak.
所以呢，他们。可能就跟后面就有关系了。
So maybe this has something to do with the
基督慢慢的才说话，让他们在那里开始自己去思想自己，可能 second guess 他们自己哈，我们这样说到底对不对？可能有些人已经就有心究内疚感也说不定。
Because Lord Jesus was slow to speak, that gave them the opportunity to rethink their behavior.
我们继续念这个第八章哈，我来念。所以我们刚刚说第六节后面，耶稣却弯着腰，用指头在地上画字。他们还是不住地问他，耶稣就直起腰来对他们说，你们中间谁是没有罪的，谁就可以先拿石头打他。哇，这句话目的是在干什么？
So what's the purpose of this sentence?
耶稣用这一句话让这些法利赛人自己定了自己的罪。
Lord used this sentence to let Pharisees to sentence themselves, convict themselves.
我们怎么知道他们自己定了自己的罪？
How do we know they did convict themselves?
结果每一个人都走了。
Because everyone walked away.
没有一个人敢说我没有犯过罪。
None of them dare to say, I have no sin.
那么接下来
Next,
你看他们听见这话就从老到少一个一个的都出去了。
First man,
没有一个人留在这里了。
None of them stay there.
大家都是有罪。
Because everyone was a sinner.
所以只剩下了耶稣一人，还有那妇人仍然站在当中。
So only Jesus was left and that woman.
啊，现在我们才到这个整个段里面最重要的一句话。
Finally, we arrived to the most important verse.
对我来讲哈，
at least for me.
所以耶稣就问他说，没有人定你的罪吗？这是十节的后半节。十一节，这妇人她说，主啊，没有。耶稣说，我也不定你的罪，去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。去吧，
Go.
从此不要再犯罪了。
Sin no more.
这个英文的这个翻译有不同的。你假如看 NIV 的翻译跟这个 New American Standard 翻译都不一样，我用的这个英文的翻译叫做 Go and sin no more， 这是从新 New King James 的 version。
Go sin no more is from the New King James version。
为什么？
Why？
这里只有五个字，五个英文字，
Five
Go and sin no more，非常简单。我当初看的时候，我看的是英文的圣经，那1989年的时候。
I read the English version in 1989.
我现在跟你们分享。
I want to share with you.
1989年是我受洗以后20年。
That's 20 years after my baptism.
1969年受洗。
I was baptized in 1969.
在那20年当中，我可以说在基督徒的生命上是没有什么长进。
I would say I made no progress in my Christian life during those 20 years.
可以说是个怎么讲，半冷半热， lukewarm
lukewarm Christian.
可是神没有离弃我。
But God didn't forsake me.
我不来参加主日学。
I didn't go to Sunday school.
有人会打电话来提醒我。
Someone called me, reminded me.
有人看到我说，哎，下礼拜来主日学吧。
So someone said, come to Sunday school next Sunday.
那时候我最怕主日学老师请我到他家去吃饭。
One of the things I feared most was the Sunday school teacher inviting me to their home.
吃完饭就是要去念上主日学要。
Because,
但是我的老师是我们的以前的一牧师。
My teacher was Pastor Yi.
可是呢，这一种状况对我来讲越来压力越大。
But that situation become troublesome to me more and more.
好像是一种我在想啊，这种捆绑，为自己了解自己应该去上主日学，自己了解应该每个礼拜都要去崇拜，可是就是不愿意去，就是不肯去，给我一个很大的个压力。
So it's like a kind of bondage. I know I should go to worship. I should go to Sunday school, but I was not willing to go.
这就是为什么我今天在宣召的时候，我选的是诗篇的32篇。
That's why I choose Psalm 32 today.
因为我们刚刚你看哈，我只念这两节，三节跟四节哈。诗篇32篇刚刚宣召的时候，假如你们有圣经，可以翻到诗篇32篇。这就是当初我心里面的一个状况。
That's the situation I was in.
我闭口不认罪的时候，因终日哀哼而骨头枯干，黑夜白日，你的手在我身上沉重，我的精液耗尽，如同夏天的干旱。
When I keep silent, my bones waste away through my groaning all day long. For day and night, your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was sapped as in the heat of summer.
可是当我看到这一节经节的时候，那一天
，When I read these verses that day.
Go and sin no more.
Go and sin no more.
去吧，不要再犯罪了。我觉得这五个字简单，有权威性，非常的深奥。
I feel those simple 5 words are very authoritative and profound.
你真是在这个五个字里面看到主耶稣的权威。
You can see.The authority of Lord Jesus in those 5 words.
Go.
Go.
对我来讲，去吧。这个字在另外一处圣经里面，主耶稣也用过这个字，什么？去，使万民做我的门徒。这他的命令。
Go is his command.
很有权威性。
Full of authority.
可是这个字呢，去吧，又充满了爱。
But it's also full of love.
为什么充满了爱？
Why full of love?
在那一刹那，我相信这个妇人就感觉到基督的爱。
I believe that adulterous woman felt the love of Lord Jesus.
为什么？
Why?
说你去吧。
Say go.
我也不定你的罪，你去吧。
I pass no judgment on you. Go.
充满了神的爱。
Full of God's love.
去吧，可是呢，有人说，那怎么可以主耶稣就随随便便让他去呢？没有，主耶稣知道他痛悔，主耶稣还说什么？不要再犯罪了。
Lord said here,
是有 condition， 有个条件的。
There's a condition.
所以主没有让他的公义得到任何的损失。
The Lord didn't damage his righteousness.
可是他的爱充分地表现出来。
But his love is manifested.
他的权威也充充分分地在这里表现出来。
And his authority is showing here too.
这个我当年的时候，我就深想到，看到这些经节的时候，我心里面真是就好像一个重担就放掉了。
So, I was like to be set free in those times when I read these verses.
我就既想到一首非常熟悉的这个诗歌，在我们不要唱哈，在我们的诗歌本里面是346首，中文的翻译叫做《但求如愿》，英文是 "And can how can it be?" 这里面说什么？第三节里面说到。锁链脱落，心灵释放。英文是说 ，My chains fell off, my heart was free. 要生永生而起，跟主前行。 I rose, went forth, and followed thee. 奇妙的爱怎能如此？我主我神，竟为我死。 Amazing love, how can it be that my God should die for me? 锁链脱落，心灵释放。Go, 就让我的被捆绑的那个罪的捆绑脱落，心里面突然那个重担就没有了，心灵释放。
My chain fell off, my heart was free.
所以这一个字特别的有力。
So this word is special, powerful, and simple.
可是又非常的 profound, 非常的深奥。所以呢，我们这里面看到神的爱。
So we see God's love through this verse.
什么能够使人悔改？
What can cause a person to repent?
是对人的恐吓，还是对人的警告？
Is a threatening warning?
还是我们主耶稣的爱？
Or the love of our Lord Jesus?
奇妙的爱怎能如此？
Amazing love, how can it be?
我听到有一位传教士他说，爱可以让一个动物变成人。
I heard a missionary mentioned this. He said love can cause a man to cause an animal become a human being.
爱让一个人变成神的儿子。
Love makes human beings a son of God.
基督教能够在中国传出去，呼召很多人信主。
Christianity can be spread abroad in China and cause many people to come to the Lord Jesus.
是什么人的工作？
Whose work is it?
就是从戴德生的身上。
Now from the
Hudson Taylor.
Hudson Taylor.
跟内地会传出去的那么多的传教士。
China, Inland Mission.
我们以前的 Mr. Mrs. Christensen, 记不记得？还有那些什么 Pastor Dickinson, 你从他们对于中国人的爱感动了多少的人能够信主。
And their love toward Chinese touched many people's heart.
我们有没有主耶稣的爱？
Do we have the love of Lord Jesus within?
我们怎么样把主耶稣的爱也表示出来？
How can we let the love of Lord Jesus show?
主耶稣的爱，今天早上我听一个唱诗的一个 choir, 他们唱那个诗歌548首，以中文翻译说招你回家，那么英文就是说 Softly, tenderly, Jesus is calling for you and for me, 呼召你也呼召我。 Tenderly and softly, 何等温柔，这是中文的翻译，这是我们主耶稣的爱。
I heard a hymn this morning from a choir, and that song, the tender love, tender calling, right?
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主耶稣。
Dear Lord Jesus.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
我们谢谢你借着你的宝贵的教导。
We thank you through your precious lesson.
让我们知道我们在你面前是什么样的状况。
So that we know what kind of situation we are in.
让我们知道我们有多么大厚的恩典。
so that we know how great the grace you put up on us.
也正是让我们知道怎么样学习让把主你的爱表现出来。
Teach us to know how to let your love within to manifest it.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
我们每一个都是蒙恩的罪人。
Every one of us, a sinner, but have grace.
我们将感谢赞美呢是奉我主耶稣基督的圣名。
We praise and thank you in the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.